Irish Catholics are calling for the church to change its rules on married priests, the ordination of women, attitudes to single parents, divorcees and members of the LGBTI plus community. A 27-page national synthesis document has been sent to the Vatican in Rome following a massive consultation at parish level. It's part of a two-year global process launched by Pope Francis last year, which aims to engage with every parish in the world on the future direction of the Catholic Church. It's been hailed by some as the most ambitious attempt at reform in 60 years. Let's talk now to Michael Kelly, editor of the Irish Catholic newspaper. Michael, you're very welcome to the programme and thank you for taking
thank you, Brian,
to talk to us. So what do we learn from this national synthesis document about the vision that lay members of the Catholic Church here have for its future?
I suppose what we learn first and foremost is that there's a wide disconnect between what the church actually teaches and what many Catholics in the pews actually believe. Because let's face it, some of these people who have involved themselves in this consultation process, they're some of the most committed people in their parish, because these were people who took the time over a series of evenings to come together to take part in this consultation process. The church did try to reach out beyond, tried to reach out to disaffected Catholics, disenchanted Catholics, people who've been hurt by the church. But as they admit in this document, they weren't very successful in doing that. So certainly it shows a Catholic laity in Ireland that for the most part, we have to say, is out of step with what the traditional church teaching is on issues like the ordination of women, on issues around LGBT, and on the wider issues around human sexuality. Mm. And in particular, those issues of inclusion, issues like people who are divorced, people who are single parents, people who are LGBT, people who perhaps for a long time have felt on the fringe of the church and have felt that they locally have not experienced this welcoming church that Pope Francis has been talking about over the last 9 years since his election.
Yeah. So out of step, as you say, with as you describe it, with church teaching, but in step, it would seem, with the views of Catholics elsewhere in the developed world, particularly.
Very much so. The pattern that we're seeing in this document is a familiar pattern all across the Western world, from North America, from Western Europe. In many ways, the Catholics are very much aligned to contemporary Western values when it comes to things like sexuality, when it comes to things like freedom, various things like that, that I suppose the church traditionally would have taken a much different line on. So that is the dilemma, mm-hmm. I think, that Pope Francis is facing now, because he's not only getting this report from Ireland, as you say, this is coming from all across the world, and we're seeing a familiar pattern, at least in Western countries. So the Irish bishops are not alone in sending this document with these requests. Mm. We are seeing the same coming from many other countries. At the same time, from other parts of the church, you're seeing very different concerns. You're seeing perhaps in parts of the world where the church is continuing to grow, you're seeing concerns there around climate change. You're seeing concerns there about much more, I suppose, basic ideas about living, about survival, than we would be mostly familiar with in the Western world.
So when all this, these documents arrive in Rome then, Michael, and enter the Vatican, what happens then? Is it likely that there's a momentum for change here that could be irresistible, or will it be resisted?
Well, if I can borrow a phrase from the peace process, we enter now into what's called a synod on synodality. So something a bit like talks about talks. The staff in the office of the synod in Rome are going to have to collate all of this together. And you'd be blind to say that there is not a momentum for change here. There certainly is a momentum for change here. The challenge is, and I think this is the difficulty, and I think this is the tightrope that the church is walking, that Pope Francis in particular is walking. He's asked people's opinions, and the opinions have come forward like this to say that by and large many Catholics in the pew disagree with the church on very, very important issues. But at the same time, Pope Francis himself, who is very reform-minded in many ways, has said issues like women's ordination, issues like that, are closed. He said that the church's teaching on homosexuality, that that's something that's not going to change either. What Francis is saying is that the mood music is going to change, if you like, that we need more welcoming language, we need more inclusive language, but that that's not going to really change anything anything substantial. Now, the question there becomes whether that style is enough to win over substance. I think one of the challenges church leaders will face is when you ask people's opinions, people expect nowadays that you're going to listen to those opinions, and those opinions are going to be taken on board. If when all the sifting takes place in Rome, and we have that synod next October, which is going to bring together two bishops from every country in the world, if the message from that is going to be, well, we're going to try to be nicer to people, we're going to try to be kinder to people, but ultimately there won't be any change on core teaching, I think that's where the difficulty will arise, and I think that's where you'll see frustration from some of the people who engaged with this process.
Michael Kelly, editor of the Irish Catholic, thanks very much for that.